let's talk about the catalog of ways that business owners actually handicap themselves in their business, because I know you talk a lot about that in your new upcoming book, and it's fascinating.
Well, the book really is that. It really is a catalog of every way people shoot themselves in the foot. You know, with this management thing. And to be fair, we may actually unwittingly encourage it, in the sense that we talk so much about advertising, marketing, and promotion without clearly and constantly reminding of the link to sales management, overall personnel management, and profit management. And it's a lot more fun to play on the marketing side. But all advertising and marketing is severely sabotaged by what's going on the operation side by the people. So if at any point in time the customer, the client, the patient comes in contact with human beings, then the management failures wipe out a large portion of, if not all of, the value and the return on investment from the marketing. And so the 300-some-odd page book is really a catalog of the ways they handicap themselves, but you can sort of clump them into two categories, one of which is by not having what I call a program, as in get with the program, meaning the way things are supposed to be done around here, and then secondly, not enforcing the program. And truth be told, if you sit down and talk to most business owners about their program, it's pretty loosey-goosey. It's pretty sloppy. I mean, there's a lot of people showing up and kind of being left to their own devices as to how things are done. And at the end of the day and at the end of the week, there's some judgment made that all the quote-unquote work has gotten done, so everything is okay. And, you know, this would be like running a football team with nobody assigned to a position and not keeping score. But as long as everybody showed up and ran around on the field for an hour, you considered it okay. And that's a lot of what's going on. And so all this money is invested in some cases, in facilities. People will spend $3-5 million to build a restaurant. Or in equipment and in advertising and marketing. And typically there's no commensurate investment of money, time, and energy in now making sure that that advertising and marketing is supported by what's actually happening within the four walls and with the people who are there.
Do you think, Dan, that a lot of these business owners just expect the employees to know what they're supposed to do?
Yeah, well, yeah, I think that's part of it. I think there's an enormous amount of presumed and assumed knowledge. I think, to be fair to the employees, that there's a lot of it on the employer's side where that assumption and presumption is completely unjustified. What's common knowledge about to you about what you do or about your business, there's no justifiable reason to assume that it's common knowledge to other people. But then I think there's also laziness. I mean, it's not a lot of fun for most people to lay out a very detailed and complex and complete program for each job and for each person, to teach it and coach on it repeatedly and constantly, and to enforce it. And so a lot of it is just, you know, not wanting to deal with it, or not wanting to hire the one key person who will deal with it. And so some of it is, you're right, is assumption and presumption of knowledge and know-how. And secondly, I think, is just avoidance and laziness of not wanting to deal with it. And